This is Dave Glowatz. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. How are you doing today, Ben?
Doing well.
Good. Today we're talking about Ben's column titled "Wanna Buy an Olympics" that appeared in the Reader on July 23rd, 2009. This article talks about two recent Olympic Committee events. The Chicago 2016 Olympic Planning Committee has held citizen forums around Chicago, and Ben's article talks about you actually went to a couple of them.
Been to three so far.
And you talked about your observations. And one of the things that you characterized in your article was that the Southside event that you went to, the citizen opposition seemed stronger than at the Northside event you went to. And I was thinking, given that some Northside whites consider Southside blacks disenfranchised and sort of powerless, did that surprise you?
No, it didn't surprise me. I was pleasantly, well, it didn't surprise me, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Could you say pleasantly unsurprised?
Yeah, because it's a contradiction there. I wasn't surprised that there was opposition on the South Side, and I've now come to the conclusion that Southsiders aren't any more disenfranchised than Northsiders. I think that we could go on and on about how the North and Northwest Side has almost no representation either. The representation they get works in different ways, which is a subject for another issue. What I suppose, if I was surprised, I have to think about this, is that there was not more support for the Olympics on either end of the. There really wasn't much support at either forum. This has led to the very interesting side discussion. Is the opposition that emerges at these hearings symbolic of the public's larger attitude toward the Olympics, or is it merely a case where the few oddballs who agree with me and oppose the games have the opportunity to vent, whereas everybody else, the great silent majority, is just happily going along? That is the question.
That leads to another question. Your sampling of the opposition that you saw at these forums, do they represent a larger, say, movement or a unified opposition that can actually change the city's course on the Olympics?
Yes, but it's a long shot and it's a long way from here. And I think that the only analogy that we, in modern times anyway, is the election of 79 when the snowstorm, the great blizzard of 79, exposed how dysfunctional the city of Chicago was. And it was incapable of clearing the streets and became a symbol for a lot of other things. And Mayor Byrne, Jane Byrne, who was a complete unknown and largely viewed as a flake in the months leading up to the election, was victorious over the incumbent, Michael Bolandic. So it's a long shot. A lot of other things have to happen. But I think that it's clear that there is a strong, maybe small, very vocal and passionate group of people who oppose the direction the city's taking. I see that a lot of different places, and I hear it, I read on the internet. And I think that those who are passionate about opposing the direction the city's going outweigh those who are passionate about supporting the way the city's going. And then the obvious point is, well, what do the great masses think? And I think the great masses are just not paying much attention to anything other than,
they're continuing their usual sheep role, you might
right,
say.
bah. Yeah. So the issue is, will they finally just get so outraged that they join the revolt?
Prior to this round of community meetings, the Chicago Olympic Committee had a series of community input meetings. In one I attended at Douglas Park, the Olympic planners led about 50 residents in brainstorming and prioritizing proposed uses of the Olympic facilities after the Olympics have
You
gone.
were at that one?
Yeah, I
I
was.
didn't know that. Which
Yeah.
one? You didn't tell me. Which one? There's been several at Douglas Park.
I think it was at the most recent one.
And that would have been?
Let's see, this is late July, so I'm thinking it was earlier this month.
You notice when the roles change and I ask the questions, you crumble under interrogation.
I don't have my source data in front of me like you do.
Aha. Anyway, go ahead.
So the Olympic planners facilitated rather well, I thought. They broke the residents into groups and they had each group brainstorm uses of the facilities, like, the velodrome, proposed velodrome in Douglas Park. And then all the groups reported back, what we call a small group activity in education. So my question to you is, does this effort strike you as a more effective way to garner community support, or less effective than this last round of forums, or no difference?
I try not to be completely cynical, skeptical about what's going on with the whole Olympics. But to answer your question, I think it's great community planning to gather citizens together and solicit their ideas and then take their ideas and put them into action. I'm not quite sure that's actually what's going on in Douglas Park. My sense of it is that's part of a propaganda PR outreach that's based on so many contingencies that I don't know if they'll ever get around to doing anything. First of all, they have to win the Olympics before you have the multi-use arena. So that's a big if. So what happens to all the planning if we don't win the Olympics? So suddenly there is no track in Douglas Park, I guess. Okay, everything is contingent on getting the Olympics. Secondly, it's contingent on believing, having faith, that if we do get the Olympics, and when the Olympics is all over, there'll be one, money, two, will to actually transform the velodrome into a multi-use facility, which will include, as I love pointing out, schlepping a swimming pool from Washington Park, putting it on a truck and driving it to Douglas Park and then embedding it into that velodrome multi-use facility. So I sometimes think that the people who go to these meetings while looking out for their community are being used as pawns in this larger game of pretending as though there is citizen input and that there will be a benefit to the Olympics.
And if that is the case, it is not just cynical on your part, but cynical on the part of the Olympic Planning Committee, knowing that this is simply just window dressing.
Absolutely. I think the entire Olympic movement in Chicago is a great exercise in cynicism. And the way I point it out is to say this, is that when you go to these forums, they profess that their chief motivation, or one of their chief motivations, is to improve the recreational lot of children in poor communities throughout Chicago. And so they're embarking on this enormous Olympic venture, which costs $40 to $50 million just to plan the bid, all right, before we get the games, so that in approximately 7 or 8 years, there will be some benefits for poor kids in Chicago. My first question, well, what about the poor kids now? If that's your primary purpose, why don't you spend the $40 to $50 million that you're spending to schlep all over the country, the world, to win this bid? Why don't you spend that on Douglas Park if you think there should be a running track there, or Washington Park if you think there should be a new swimming pool there?
Or the youth soccer that was just canceled.
Yeah, or the soccer, right. So that's my point. That's why that breeds cynicism. So yeah, your point's really a good one, Dave, that maybe I'm not the cynical one. Maybe the practitioners of this thing are the cynical ones.
We'll test that in future interviews. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.